USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two officers shot in southeast Atlanta are in stable condition as a standoff moves into the afternoon hours. The shooting happened during a standoff with a gunman who is still barricaded in the home with hostages. And at least one person was killed in the home. President Trump is giving Mexico a one-year warning if it doesn't halt the flow of illegal drugs coming into America.
If the drugs don't stop, Mexico can stop them if they want. We're going to tariff the cars. The cars are very big. And if that doesn't work, we're going to close the border.
President Trump at the White House saying that the U.S. immigration system is the craziest thing he's ever seen. The president will be visiting a location on the southern border in California, just about 100 miles east of San Diego, on Friday. DNA evidence shows a 14-year-old in Kentucky isn't the missing Illinois boy, Timothy Pitson. The boy turned up yesterday and told authorities he was, but that proved to not be true. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details, U.S. only.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
First-time unemployment claims are at their lowest level in more than a half century. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The Labor Department reports that about 202,000 U.S. workers filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. Now, that's 10,000 fewer than the previous week, and it's the lowest number of initial claims in a week since December of 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At her weekly Democratic press conference on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is reading from the law that allows the Democratic House to request President Trump's tax returns.
The secretary shall furnish, shall, not may, should, could, shall, or furnish such committee with any return or return information specified in such request.
President Trump, when asked about this, says he will still not turn over his tax returns as he is currently in the process of being audited. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
McDonald's recently announced it would stop lobbying against minimum wage increases at the federal, state, and local levels. This has many people shocked, including Butch Shumali, who owns restaurants in New York City, and now in New York the minimum wage is $15 an hour. He talks about what he's had to do since the beginning of the year when this bill was passed into law in New York City.
It became a very big challenge now. We have to figure out ways not to reduce staff, but we don't want to raise prices and hurt the customer. So ultimately you lose jobs and people lose their hours on their paycheck, and it became very costly to us.
And it means your waiters are also bussing tables and probably preparing
sure.
food?
You know, before you'd have different layers of to get food to the table, you'd have a expediter, a
right.
food runner, a busser, a wait staff. Now it just goes the wait staff to the table. So three people lose hours, and that's no good.
And his initial reaction to the minimum wage bill?
Well, we had to figure right away how we're going to make this money back. So we cut down anything that was minimal, like
uh-huh.
a little concession that sells hot dogs or soda.
Just you had to shut those down.
How much more can you charge for
yeah,
those
right.
items? So
right.
they're closed. They're done. Those people lose jobs. Younger children that come out of high school and college, we're not going to hire them because we can't. We can't afford to have mm-hmm. them there. And how much more can you charge for basic food? You know, people go out and spend $100 years ago. It was a lot of money. $100 doesn't mean anything anymore.
Shumali predicts that you'll be seeing a lot more of the automated fast food restaurants where you, in essence, order from a kiosk and then are served your meal from one person as opposed to someone taking your order. You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.